Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The Yelp Fantasy Sports. The Flex Rankings and Fantasy Discussion of the Alt Fantasy Sports Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Head to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100 times. 100x in NBA, MLB, NHL, college basketball, and more. Sign up today using promo code SGPN to get 100% deposit match. And we're brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com. Use code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. Nova production. I muted it. This is what I get. I manually mute my microphone so that way it doesn't show a little awkward microphone anywhere. Golly. All right. We're the Alt Fantasy Sports Podcast. I'm Adam Pelletier. Joining me, my good friend, my favorite Hawkeye, XFL Jim. Jim, glad you're here today.
I'll breeze past the slander, but Adam, this is one of my favorite times of the year. I'm like a little boy ready for Christmas this weekend.
I mean, listen, my fiance is working, which means I get to just post up and watch UFL football all weekend while playing some arena football video game on the PS2. I am amped for this weekend. It's going to be great.
I'm skipping Easter with the family to watch UFL.
I mean, I think that's why they put it on this weekend. So that way you had an out from the family. Or if you did go with the family, you know, it's much like Thanksgiving. Everybody else is sitting around the table. Oh, we got to go watch some football, right, guys? Yep. Let's just mosey on in there, have ourselves a drink, and watch some football.
Exactly. I'm excited. I'm hyped. I'm ready. I am ready.
Listen, I think it's going to be a great week. I know it's going to be a great weekend of UFL action. And as you said, I'm in the middle of my UFL fantasy draft. And Jim goes in the pre-show. I don't think I've ever seen you not be drafting when I've been on a podcast with you. And he's not wrong, ladies and gentlemen. He's not wrong. I mean,
this man's committed.
I mean, come on. I help run the fantasy football site for all spring football. I mean, what else am I going to do if not be drafting?
If there's one thing I respect, Adam, you're like the draft guy. If there's one thing I respect, it's commitment to the bit. You are the definition of commitment to the bit when it comes to drafting all the time. Love it. I love it.
I mean, I had to put my strategy. You can't stare at this. One half, which way? One half of the whiteboard is strategy for the draft. And the other half is roadmap for the rest of the year for Alt Fantasy. So if you can read the angle, I know it's a bad angle, viewers, but if you see it, you know what's coming, and there's some exciting stuff coming that we haven't yet announced. So if you can figure it out and enhance the image, you get a teaser.
I respect that.
That's why it's there, Jim. That's why it's there. So, but they didn't come to hear us talk about our draft, even though I'm ecstatic right now. Case Cookus, Wes Hills, Davion Smith, Blake Jackson, Kiki Cootie. Let's go. Off to the races. Now I just got to land the tight end, a tight end that I want, but it looks like all the top four went. So I'm just punting tight end now.
Yeah, there's not too many tight end options.
There's like, four. There's four tight end options.
Just four, and then nobody else comes close.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's just a free-for-all and shit show after that. So, but Jim, we kind of talked about this. We're going to start with our worst offense, the one we want the fewest pieces of, okay? And I know for me, that offense is the Houston Roughnecks. I want as little to do with the Houston Roughnecks as possible this year. And that hurts me a little bit because, you know, we all remember this ain't the 2020 XFL Roughnecks. This ain't the 2023 XFL Roughnecks. This is the 2024 Roughnecks who are really the 2023 Houston Gamblers. And oh, by the way, Mark Thompson is hurt.
Yeah, don't this team's. I think I did. So I've been writing up the scripts for my team previews and everything going into this week too. This team, I said, everything has to come together. There's a lot that is just unknown with this team. They're getting a lot of new guys over the Gamblers. I don't know how Guarantano is going to like mesh in this offense. I'm kind of with you with this team being like the bottom one. They're rough. There's a couple like flyers I might take just because I don't know. I'm a sucker for certain players.
Like we're interested in Justin Hall. We don't hate Justin Hall. We're okay with Justin Hall. I think. Right.
I'm okay with Isaiah
Henney.
Yep.
I'm personally
a sucker for Stephen Dunbar. This is all based on 2 years ago. He did pretty darn well for the Hamilton Tiger Cats in the CFL. Took a little bit of a step back last year. When I started doing like CFL fantasy, he was someone I targeted a lot. And I kind of just jumped on him. And I get these players that are just in my heart and in my soul. Stephen Dunbar's like latched himself into me.
Yeah. I mean, Dunbar could be interesting. I mean, I think my problem right now is this team was built to go around Mark Thompson and Mark is now hurt, and we don't know if Mark Thompson is going to play this year. God, I just got sniped.
The Mark Thompson, that really just shatters everything on this team.
Yeah, I mean, that's
he was such thing. A key just, part of the offense.
It takes it so far apart, and it just makes it really tough to have, you know, anything going from there. You know, and that's just going to be, that's the challenge right there. I mean, how are you going to get excited about that? You've talked me into it. I'm drafting Stephen Dunbar now.
I love him.
I just took Stephen Dunbar in the seventh round. Congratulations. You talked me into it. That's what's happening live here. XFL Jim is talking me into players. Only because Jacquir Pearson got taken right out from under me.
Oof. Yeah, that's fair.
But he was going to be a stash, but. You know, Jarrett Guartano might not be bad, actually. I think Jarrett Guartano is getting a bad rap right now, and I think he has a firmer grasp on this job than most people think, because Reed Sinnott is really bad, and no offense, Nolan Henderson, but I don't know who you are.
Yeah, I think, I mean, he's getting a lot of hate just because I feel like a lot of the online internet community a few months ago already pegged who they thought the starters for every team was going to be. And when it's not who they all thought, it's people just start saying, what are you doing?
It was going to be Reed Sinnott.
Reed Sinnott was really bad last year.
Reed Sinnott was god awful in San Antonio. He was not going to be the dude. I knew that from the rip.
I did too, because the best player in San Antonio only lasted two, three weeks with Benkert. Like he was the only one that I had any faith in San Antonio last year. I think Guarantano could be like, obviously he's the best out of all these options. I think he's got talent. Going through all my previews, the one thing that it like kind of surprised me is there's no quarterback I outright hate. like I've had in both the USFL previously and the XFL previously. There's no one I just absolutely just think is going to be awful this year. So I think it'll be fine. It's really the issue with this Roughnecks team is the Gamblers offense has been not great for the last 2 years. And when they are decent, they go through the run game. And with Mark Thompson hurt, it's just – maybe you look for receivers. I don't know. That's the only thing I would
– The receivers, I mean, Dunbar, Hall, and Henny kind of like they're not breaking the bank at all. I'm okay with them. I'm not loving them. I'm going to roll with them because we got to. You know, yeah. I mean, starting receivers are a commodity and you need to bring them in.
Don't reach for anyone in this team. Let them fall.
I mean, Isaiah Pledger. I need Isaiah Pledger on my roster right now because he feels like the guy.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. That's how I view this team. It's just kind of let everyone just fall.
Yeah. So, you know, but we're not going to let you fall here at SGPN. Okay. Of course you're listening to the Alt Fantasy Sports Podcast on SGPN, but we're home to 20 Pelas gambling and fantasy podcasts all free. We're not going to charge you. We're going to charge our advertisers, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take their money as we wage a war on corporate gambling. In honor of March Madness, all of our shows on the Sports Gambling Podcast, Ryan and Kramer hosting everything, picking every tournament game. Join them every day. Join the College Basketball Experience every day. And make sure you subscribe to them, okay? College basketball is here. It's March Madness time. And don't forget about the UFL Gambling Podcast. Go subscribe to the UFL Gambling Podcast. They're going to be live later this week. Colby and the crew picking every UFL game against the spread. Corporate gambling finally came out of their hidey hole and gave us lines. Smash that Brahma's +6.5.
Yes.
They're covering, if not winning outright, Brahma's money line all day this weekend. Some disrespect heading into that.
I'm so much higher on the Brahmas than what the books seem to be.
Oh, yeah, because they're forgetting that the Brahmas now have A.J. Smith and Wade Phillips. All right, we're talking about Ross offensive teams that we're into, though, or not so into. Who's your number? Who's slotting in at number 7 for you?
Number 7 was tough for me. I think looking through it, I'm trying not to go too much on history. This was I was torn. I was either going to go one way or the other. I think I'm sticking on the USFL side of things, though. I think I might slot the Panthers in.
Okay, interesting. Why are you going with the Panthers?
So it was between them and the Renegades, and this is all just based on history.
It's not history. It's just the current state. Let's talk about the Panthers first, then we'll talk about the Renegades.
The Panthers, to me, I just still, from what they showed last year, I'm not super bought in. EJ Perry can be good-ish. I just don't – it all comes back to quarterback play for me. For the last 2 years, the Panthers have had great receivers, great like people around them, but the quarterback play hasn't been there, and I'm still not fully convinced it's going to be there. So that's my worry on this Panthers team. It all comes back just directly to the quarterback. There's positions I love on this roster – like I love the running backs. I like some of the receivers. I don't know what I'm going to get out of the quarterback.
Yeah, I mean that's what you got to keep coming back to. I mean, I like EJ Perry right here, and I think that what's going to buoy this offense a little bit is Matt Colburn and Wes Hills. Matt Colburn and Wes Hills are just going to be a 1-2 punch for the ages, which means not a lot of pressure is going to be on EJ Perry, which means that Devin Gray, Trey Quinn, Devin Ross, Jordan Sewell are going to be open down the field. Like, you got to be heavily in on those guys because they're going to get the volume of the passing offense. And EJ Perry, not a bad fantasy option at quarterback, good and mobile, but I definitely think this runs through the running backs. I'm targeting Colburn and Hills in the early rounds. I took Hills round 2. You could talk me into that, and you could talk me into Hills in the second half of round 1 after the top 3-4 quarterbacks, after the top 3 quarterbacks go, really, because Dormady is not on the list anymore. So I think Garbers falls a little bit in my mind. Maybe we'll see. We'll talk about that in a little bit, though. But I just think it's Colburn and Hills, and then I'm, you know, the receivers I'll take a shot on, but I'm not loving it right now just because, like you said, EJ Perry, big question mark right there.
I am lockstep with you on the running backs, though, because if there's one thing that this Michigan staff showed last year, they do like to run the ball quite a bit, and they're going to have to rely on it. Like, especially if, say, week one, EJ comes out, doesn't look great, they're going to just pound the rock as much as they can. A lot of these coaches are just those kinds of coaches, too, where they just love running the ball down these other teams' throats. And I think with the offensive line chemistry, this team could be good just doing that. I think you just have to play the running backs. And then maybe, yeah, like you said, take a shot at the receivers. There's nothing I super love about this team aside from Colburn and Hills.
Yeah, I mean, they don't even have a tight end that I'm necessarily like hyper in on, which makes this a little tougher too.
Yep.
You know, sometimes you get that team that has a tight end where it's like, okay, you don't have a receiver, but I have a tight end, so I'm good. They don't even have that right here, which is not the case for the Arlington Renegades. When we're talking about the Renegades, it starts and end with Sal Cannella as being the best.
He's the dude. Option.
He's the guy.
He might be tight end one.
I mean, you got four tight ends in Cannella, Latimer, who we're going to have scandal because the UFL listed him as a wide receiver.
I saw that. They just
changed it. We're leaving him as a tight end, folks, okay? We're leaving him as a tight end. His tight end eligibility will remain. We're not going to take away a player's eligibility. He was a tight end all last year. He's going to function as a tight end. They use the big slot as a tight end in that offense. It is what it is. If he goes to the NFL, he'd be a tight end. So
yes,
we're going to leave him as a tight end. And then you also got Sage Surratt and, oh my God, Jay Sternberger. So yes, you've got four stellar tight ends and Marcus Baugh. You know, you got Marcus Baugh as well, who's going to be good. So, but we're talking about the Arlington Renegades. Sal Cannella, Luis Perez seems to have a handle on this job, we think. Do we have official word that it is Luis
no.
Perez?
No. So I think only three or four teams have actually officially listed their starting quarterback. This one's still, quote unquote, up in the air. I'm pretty sure they're going to go with Perez here. I think at the very least, he has the highest floor out of all the guys. My hot take on the season is Perez finishes on a different team than what he starts with.
I mean, it that seems to be the trend for Luis Perez. Just remember that. Luis Perez is a guy.
When he switches, something unlocks in that guy, and he turns it up. I don't know what it is.
I mean, traded from the Wildcats to the Guardians in the XFL 2020. Didn't get traded in the USFL 2022, though. So
yeah, but he was splitting time. He was splitting time.
So, but, you know, but what we're trying to figure out here is we're trying to figure out the receivers, because you got Luan Whittingham, Tyler Vaughns, Javonta Payton, Caleb Vander Esch. You know, Luan Whittingham was kind of the guy down the stretch. You're going to be able to get him later in your drafts, but I just don't know how excited or how confident I am in him maintaining all of that, you know?
If I'm going for any receiver, I'm with you there. I think his floor is good. The issue with him is he's kind of like your safe option for fantasy, where like he'll never go too bad. He'll never have a terrible game, but he's never going to blow the lights out. And this is all based off memory for me. I felt like he targeted every quarterback for the Renegades last year targeted Tyler Vaughns a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like if I'm going to go any receiver, I'm going to go towards him. But it's got to be Sal Cannella, and then like take a shot on Davion Smith.
Oh, yeah. And you can even talk me into some Letty Brown late. I mean, Letty Brown had some good weeks down the stretch last season. You know, I like him. But, I mean, my bigger question is can Luis Perez even hold on to this job from start to finish?
So, you're talking to me. I'm like the world's number one Luis Perez fanboy. Mm-hmm. I think, yes. Combination with, like, I think his floor is good enough to do it. We'll have to see what Holton Ahlers shows. We still don't know.
It's not Holton Ahlers. It's Lindsey Scott who has to worry.
Incarnate Word. He could do it. I don't know. I think Stoops is the guy to stand by his quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. If he stands by him, I like it. Is he going to stand by his guy throughout that entire stretch?
He's like bottom three quarterback I would take in fantasy. Like, you'd be like one of the last three that I would take.
Yeah. I mean, and he's probably, I mean, you got him, Perry, and Quartano are clearly your bottom three guys.
Yes. I think
there's a very clear bottom tier there. I mean, you know, but, and you might be cutting your budget a little bit. You know, you're cutting your chances down a little bit there. But one way to not cut down on your chances is to use Cut. It's a peer-to-peer betting social platform, US-based and available in 40 states. It's great, Jim. You and I are going to put down a Cut bet before the end of today, okay? I don't know. Jim, you know what? Actually, we're going to do it right now. Jim, we're going to get on Cut after the show, but I need you to name it. What's the UFL game I'm picking against you on this weekend?
Ooh.
Because I need some action on Cut here. I need to take Jim's money, because you know what? Cut just handles the payment. It's great. I don't got to trust that when I take Jim's money that he's going to Venmo me, because Jim's sketchy. You know, Jim's podcasting out of a garage right now. We've seen X League Jim. You know, we had MLFB Jim.
There's a lot of gyms
out there. I don't know that I'm going to get my money from Jim. So I just got to make sure that I get my money, and Cut's going to help me with that. Okay, so they just offer low vig and fully customizable odds, and we can create our own bets. So Jim and I are going to come up with that. We might have to come back and share that a little bit later, but we will share it. We can get in a group chat with some other guys. We'll loop J-Mark in there. Colby, we'll get the whole crew in there. We have betting leaderboards, head-to-head history, user profiles, fan groups, even more. And cash back every single time you bet against your friends. So Jim, what you got? Name the bet. Name the bet that I'm taking your money.
So you alluded to it earlier. Defenders Brahmas.
Mm-hmm.
How do you want to play this one? You want to go spread?
I think this is going to be a problem because we're both on the Brahmas. You prefer the Defenders?
So I'm on the Brahmas spread.
Oh, I want the Brahmas money line.
How do we want to play this? You want to just do?
I'll
do a straight bet with you, money line.
Yeah, I'll do it. There we go. I got the Brahmas money line this weekend against Jim's Defenders money line. I'm going to take his money because Wade Phillips' defense is going to have Jordan Ta'amu and crew running for their life. And download Cut today in the App Store over at cut.com. That's K-U-T-T. And use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. Jim, we have our Cut UFL. Now we hope Underdog Fantasy is going to give us some UFL for this weekend, because they're the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Fastest growing app in the industry. We love, Jim, I love the Pick'em game. I don't know about you.
I love them.
I don't know if I can watch sports if I can't put picks in the Pick'em game anymore.
I can't with like NBA.
It's great. Oh, God, no. I barely watch an NBA game unless I do a pick.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't, just because it's great. High or lower, every play is exciting. Every play is meaningful. The college basketball tournament has just gone to a whole new level. It's been fantastic. And you get those spicy plays. I love. Ooh, throw a little spice, sprinkle a little spice on top. Got to spice it up a little bit. So it's just fantastic. Love it. Week in, week out. Make sure you get in on that. All right. Sign up today with promo code SGPN and get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com and find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with promo code SGPN. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-522-4700 or visit ncpgambling.org.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Jim, we got the DraftKings week one DFS slates and the lines today. Oh, it's a great
DFS
day.
One's out too?
Everything's out line. Now.
That's all.
Everything's out. Everything's out now. So it's great. It's great. All right. So we're through three offenses, Jim. Who's your fifth best offense in the UFL this year?
So if I'm just going off offense, it starts to get a little tricky because I think a lot of these guys are pretty close together. I'd probably, off the top of my head, if I'm signaling one of these out, it's probably the defenders. It's
really
who's
your step above the defenders? I'm curious.
So I got the defenders and the Stallions kind of at like the same level.
Yeah. So you and I are seeing. Yeah,
I got them like right there.
I think the Stallions are down a little bit, but let's talk about the defenders.
I think the Stallions definitely are, because especially at the quarterback, maybe. But the defenders.
If you've got three quarterbacks, you've got none. Let's just remember that, Jim.
Defenders, like, again, it all runs through Tomu, and I don't know if I trust the offensive line as much this year fully. And we've seen what he looks like when he's kind of just not in a perfect spot. Like, he was in a great spot in 2020, not as great in 2022, and he was just throwing interceptions like crazy, in a great spot last year. The defenders had like everything going for him. Great defense. They're still going to have a great defense, I believe. And I think they're going to be in a good spot, but I don't know if I trust him as like fantasy wise. His upside, of course, is that he can run.
Yeah. I mean, but the thing is what's he going to lose out on? Is he going to get those 1, 2, and 3 point conversions? This is the thing that's been worrying me.
Yes.
Is we're using the 1, 2, and 3 point conversions,
which I love.
Jordan Tomu did not play a lot of those plays last year. That was heavily on De'Eriq King all last year for the defenders. So without those plays, you're losing out. You're leaving a lot of points on the table. And then that's going to make a guy like Jalen McClendon or DeAndre Francois valuable all of a sudden. And the other issue is this team no longer has Abram Smith.
Yeah.
Abram Smith was the engine that made this go. And Darius Haggins, Cameron Harrison, Pukin Williams just aren't the same guy. This is a team that needs Devin Darrington right now. That's what they need. They need to go out, call Devin Darrington, claim him off waivers.
They definitely do. It's the Abram Smith thing really does hurt them a lot. There's parts of this team I like. I like Kiki Kuti a lot. It's always weird to me when I see Puka Williams lined up as a wide receiver and like listed as a receiver, because I always just think of him as a running back still. So the defenders for me are
Kiki Kuti's interesting.
Yes, he's interesting.
I was a little interested in Sean Beyer before he got banged up. I like Alex Ellis though still. I'm interested in the pass catchers. Chris Rowland is a solid receiver. I just don't know who the receivers are going to be, and that makes me nervous about buying into the defenders' offense.
So the word you used was like, and what I feel about the defenders a lot is there's a lot that I like. There's almost nothing that I love about this team.
Mm-hmm.
I love the defense, but again, this is fantasy. This is offense. But I say if you're going to do anything – maybe take a Sean Tomu because he can run it. But like you said, he doesn't really – I wonder without a dynamic guy like De'Eriq King if they're going to have Tomu in for those conversions now. So maybe that plays into it. Again, there's a lot I like, and maybe like I would get these guys in the middle round. I don't know if I'd reach for anybody, but there's nothing I love about this defenders team.
Yeah,
I think the floor is high.
Their floor is high because they have Tomu. I mean, he made chicken salad out of chicken shit when he was in Tampa Bay. I mean, just remember that Tampa Bay, those skill position players in Tampa Bay were some of the worst skill position players that I have ever seen.
And bottom three coach in spring football history.
100%. Just an absolute travesty. That Tampa Bay Bandits, waste of a great uniform set, waste of a great nickname. It's just
great logo.
Great logo. A few too many horse logos, but we'll leave that at the side. So we're going to go to a better USFL horse logo now. We're talking about the Birmingham Stallions, okay? The back-to-back USFL champion, USFL Stallions. And they're the team that I think is going to be hurt most in the merger.
I think so, too.
Because they don't have the receivers to hang with the XFL teams. That's my concern right now. They do not have the receivers to hang.
No.
And I don't know that they have the quarterback to hang either. Like, whether it's Corral, Adrian Martinez, or Jameson Smith, it could be any of those three guys. It could probably be all three.
I would trust – so out of all three of them, honestly, I trust Corral more. I know a lot of USFL fans love Jameson. I love Jameson Smith. Dude's a dog. He's got that, like, weird clutch factor into him. I don't think week in and week out he's your guy to, like, make this team move. Adrian Martinez, I spent 4 years watching Adrian Martinez play at Nebraska. He will be the reason why your team succeeds and also why, like, the same reason it fails at the same time. He is one of the most frustrating people to watch. But in this kind of league, the way he can use his legs might be a benefit. We do love talking about more mobile quarterbacks. We also don't know who the starter is for here. And I wouldn't be surprised if they do something stupid and, like, give all of them playing time early on.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't love taking any of them. I personally go
Matt
Corral. Are
they going to play MLFB rules where everybody has to play a quarter and then then one quarter is coach's decision?
I would hate that. I would hate that so much.
Oh, see, the way you get around that is you play two in the first half and then you play your best quarterback in the second half.
It's a smart move.
Yeah, that's how, because I had it all figured and planned out. That's how I was going to do it, if they let me. I forgot to check things. We had people asking if we can help with your draft. Of course we can help with your draft, EC Turs.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention. If we're still on the air, of course we got you, man. Just drop those comments. We got you here. It's going to be great. Let's go. Drafting on altfantasysports.com, of course. We got hundreds of people drafting now. We got everybody going. My draft finished up. I'm happy with how that team closed out. But of course I am. I'm always good with that. But the thing with the thing you got to remember with the Stallions right now, I think people are forgetting how good Marlon Williams was 2 years ago and how good he was in the playoffs. I think that's going to be a big factor for whoever ends up being the quarterback. Isaiah Zuber's okay, but this feels like there's going to be a lot of two tight end sets with Sternberger, Baugh, and Jordan Thomas.
Yeah, I expect a lot of tight end stuff. I like Marlon Williams. I'm interested. I wrote in my notes, I'm interested to see what Deion Kane can do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm intrigued by him. It comes down to me. It's the tight ends, and then it's Marable at the running back position. I think
CJ Marable is just,
he's going to get a lot.
CJ Marable is a top three running back right now for me.
He's going to get a lot of play here.
Mm-hmm. I mean, all aboard that train, all aboard that Stallions train right now. And I think that's going to be, again, I think that's going to be absolutely huge. You know, and if you're looking to get on that Stallions bandwagon, I think you need to prove your alt football fandom, XFL Jim. And what better way to do that than with a killer jersey from your favorite retro or modern football league? Royal Retros has you covered for all your alt football needs, whether you're an OG XFL fan, a 1980s USFL fan, a World League Football Charlotte Hornets representing, ladies and gentlemen, or anything in between, Royal Retros has you covered. Royal Retros has jerseys, t-shirts, hats, jackets, sweatshirts, and more from the old school sports leagues and some modern ones and teams that you know and love. Visit them over at royalretros.com ASAP and make sure to use promo code AFS for 10% off your order today. That's code AFS at royalretros.com to take 10% off today. Jim, have you gotten a Royals retro jersey yet?
I have, because they actually sponsor one of our shows too. I love them. They're great.
Oh, dude, They're fantastic. Absolutely love them. They got the old school USFL starter jackets too. They have some they have some mashup jerseys, old design, old and new design for the USFL. They have the old XFL. They have some UX. They got everything.
They got everything.
Y'all got to go to Royal Retros right now. Okay. And I'm not just saying that because they are a sponsor. I'm wearing them right now. I wear this jersey every chance I get. My Maurice Smith, the pride of Mississippi, number 72 in your programs, number one in your heart, defensive lineman for the Charlotte Stars / Hornets of the World Football League.
The only thing I need to get them to do that we need to get them to do is a mystery box option.
Ooh, I would be all aboard a mystery box option from them.
Yes.
Just let me pick sport and let me just mystery box.
Yeah, let me pick the sport and mystery then just box do whatever. It from
there. You can get your Miami Manatees t-shirts over there. I need a Miami Manatees jersey. That would be great. You're wondering who the Miami Manatees are now, Jim.
I am now.
Oh, the Miami Manatees were the abandoned CFL USA expansion.
They were that? Oh, shoot.
They were going to be part of that expansion from the great CFL expansion of the late 80s, early 90s into America. Yeah, the Miami Manatees were to be a team. All right, your number three offense, Jim. Who is number three for you?
Oh, so we're getting in the thick of it now. I think you really can't go wrong with either one of these three teams. I think they each have something to offer.
There's a clear number one. There is a clear number.
I wonder if we have the same number one. I don't know if we do.
I'm going to be intrigued if we don't. Who's your number three?
My number three? This is tough. I think I'm going to go with the Battlehawks.
What?
It's either them or the Brahmas for me.
Oh my God. This is some slant at three. And
so
two?
Again,
you have the Memphis Showboats number one.
I have reasoning for this.
Okay. I'm going to give you this chance. Yes. I'm going to give you this chance with the Memphis Showboats because I want my rebuttal.
Are they number three for you? Are they number three?
They are number three.
That's fair.
This is fascinating. So, I want to hear your argument for number one.
I don't have anything that, like, these teams are neck and neck and neck. My argument for number one is the fact that I don't love the Memphis Showboats defense compared to these other teams. I think every single game of the Memphis Showboats is going to be a super shootout. I am the world's biggest Case Cookus fanboy. He's going to light this shit up. And on a team like this where he actually has a running back, hopefully, in Darius Victor and Trey Williams or somebody, where he's not the leading rusher of this team and he's not getting lit up by a terrible offensive line, he will cook. He has weapons. This team is going to be great. Saint Sherratt is my number one tight end. Okay. He's my number one quarterback. I like DeAndre Overton. I like Vinny Papale for like just touchdowns. He's going to be a clutch guy in the end zone. There's a lot that I love about this team, but again, they're neck and neck and neck. Like, I don't have very much separating all these teams. I just think the defense for the Showboats is going to be lacking compared to these other two, and they're going to rely on this offense heavily. It's going to be shootout city in Memphis.
I'm intrigued by this point. Okay. I like the idea behind the defense, but the problem for me is that you're trying to get me hyped about DeAndre Overton and Vinny Papale.
That's fair. The receivers are not great. This is what
I'm struggling with, because they're going to be in close games and they're going to lean on the running game, which is not a fantasy beneficial offense. So that's my thing, is I think the offense will be good. I think it will be the third best offense. I think it will be the best USFL offense.
I think so.
But I do not think it's going to – I don't think it's going to be able to hold a candle to the Battlehawks, okay? The Battlehawks are just – they're going to throw the ball. They're going to line it up, too. If someone will give me a line on this, my prop bet is they will rush for – they will have less than 200 rushing attempts on the season. I would bet money that the Battlehawks run the ball fewer than 200 times this season.
How many times do you think the Brahmas run the ball?
More than the Battlehawks, shockingly, actually, just so we're clear. So it's that lack of a second and third receiver. Like, I like Sage Surratt and I like Jonathan Adams and I like Case Cookus for those reasons. And I like Jonathan Adams, but I don't want all the pieces of this offense because it's going to become a little too concentrated. And there were times with the Breakers where Jonathan Adams would disappear.
That's
like
true.
The Breakers offense would go through stretches where it would disappear. Now, Case Cookus might be better than McLeod Bethel Thompson. I know that's going to be slander to some people, but Case Cookus might be better.
I think he adds some mobility. Now.
Yeah. Better now. McLeod Bethel Thompson, definitely a veteran, all of those things, but he slowed down. The Breakers offense slowed down as the season went along and it did not keep up the torrid pace because they lost Wes Hills. Now what the Showboats have going for them, Darius Victor and Trey Williams, both going to be spectacular backs. But I just can't get heavily in on that because on the flip side, when I look at the St. Louis Battlehawks, they lost the number two receiver in the XFL. And I'm like, okay, whatever, who cares? Because they still have Marcel Aitman, Darius Shepherd, Blake Jackson. They cut Steven Mitchell, who was the reliable fourth receiver last year. They cut him because they were like, nah, fam, we don't need you. They brought in Wayne Gallman to play running back because they were just like, we're not running the damn ball. We need somebody to just keep A.J. McCarron upright. A.J. McCarron's going to throw for 30 touchdowns this spring season and set a modern spring record.
Yeah, I'm looking over it now.
Oh, and I didn't even mention Hakeem Butler. How did I forget about Hakeem Butler? Like, this Battlehawks offense, you can't stop the passing offense. And they're going to have to lean on the passing offense. And they have, I think it's seven indoor games. Six indoor games. And if they draw a Panthers game, I think they might have drawn the Panthers on the road. So that's seven indoor games now.
Will they get Pearson back at all this season?
They're supposed to get him back about halfway through the season is what the rumor is, about week 5-6. So
that'll be
if he doesn't come back, they don't need him.
No, because
they don't need him.
They really don't need him, especially – so, like, Hakeem was rough in the preseason.
Hakeem Butler was the number one receiver last year.
Yes.
And Darius Shepherd was the number three receiver, and they signed the number two receiver because they said – we want to make AJ's life a lot easier. Oh,
they have the number one quarterback.
AJ McCarron gets hurt, Brandon Silvers is coming in off the bench.
Okay.
Who was humming with the Roughnecks last year.
No. I will not. No. Silvers is fine. He's not. He's whatever.
The Roughnecks were great until Jontre Kirkland got hurt, and he has four receivers now. He'll be fine.
I think he'll be fine. This team's so good. This team's so fucking good.
The fix is in right now for the XF, for the UFL. They want the championship game in St. Louis. They want a sold out crowd in St. Louis. And the unfortunate thing is they might not get there. It's probably going to be a Showboats Battle Hawks championship, unless what I think is the second best offense can knock them off.
Yeah,
so we talked about the Battlehawks. We talked about the Showboats. But you know, Jim,
I'm so hyped.
Oh God,
dude, I'm so hyped.
It's gonna be. But Jim, it's very clear that we've done a lot of good research right now. Okay, and we're very learned men when it comes to our UFL knowledge. You know, and we did it all without Hall of Fame bets. Okay, and Hall of Fame bets. Once Hall of Fame bets come to the UFL gym, they're going to make you and I obsolete, okay? Because, you know, they're just on fire right now in the NBA and soccer, okay? You can win bigger by betting smarter this NBA season with Hall of Fame bets, the sports betting analytics platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Research every NBA and soccer bet with historical stats and data. Enter any parlay idea. Jim, your most fanciful parlay idea into Hall of Fame Bets revolutionary parlay optimizer tool to get hit rates broken down by leg, as well as an expected probability for the entire parlay. Sort all players by hit rate for any bet to learn which players are hot and which picks have value. Jim is in on this now. Jim's about to get off this and subscribe to Hall of Fame Bets because he wants to stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit HOFBets.com and use code SGPN and get 50% off your first month, Jim. 50% off your first month. Start researching, start winning with Hall of Fame Bets.
Giving it away
that first month. So we talked about the Battlehawks. We talked about the Showboats. Number one, or not number one.
Number two.
I think both of us have them comfortably at number two, correct?
Yeah, I think both of us have them at two.
The San Antonio Brahmas.
They're one of the few teams, I believe, like one of the four that actually have named a starting quarterback. It's going to be Garbers. I know everyone was thinking Dormady.
I still think it's going to be Dormady before the end of the year.
So I'm a sucker for Cal. I like Chase Garbers, but he I don't know. He didn't show a ton in college. The offense he played in was bad. But
so maybe he makes something happen. Quentin Dormady is a pro, and Quentin Dormady put up great numbers last year in a god-awful dumpster fire of an offense.
It was really, he was like, the one shining part of that team.
Him and Cody Latimer, and then Devin Darrington down the stretch. Like a god awful team that was poorly coached. Quentin Dormady could do things, and I can't get excited about Chase Garbers. You know, the UFL has this fascination with like fringe NFL players, like Kurt Benkert and things like that. And it's like, yeah, Garbers never threw for 20 touchdowns in college.
No, the offenses he played for at Cal were awful. Those were bad offenses.
I mean,
under Wilcox.
Sure. Okay. Let's move beyond quarterback, though, because this offense is still the number two offense that we want pieces of, despite garbage Garbers being the starter.
Give me Kirkland. Please let him stay healthy because the whole season.
Jonte Kirkland, Cody Latimer, TJ Vasher, Marquez Stevenson, and Landon Akers. Like, this is AJ Smith built himself a dream team right here.
Across the board. Eat.
He has the receiver depth that he didn't have last year in Houston.
Yep.
Which is absolutely huge for them. And it's really going to be, I mean, they're set. They're going to do great things with this offense. Jonte Kirkland staying healthy will earn himself an NFL job this year. And Cody Latimer is a spectacular. Sure, he's listed at receiver, but spoiler alerts, we're keeping him at tight end on Alt Fantasy. So just keep it going.
He's a great tight end. He's a great option. Even like, yeah, TJ Vasher, like even guys like KD Kent, there's a lot to do on this receiving team, on this receiving core that's going to be fun and awesome, and I love the way they play offense. This team's just going to be fun. I'm very excited for the Brahmas. And I like targeting them in fantasy, and just as a side note, the fact that they're like the longest shot to win the whole thing is disrespectful, in my opinion.
Well, they have to go through St. Louis. That's the problem. They have to go through St. Louis.
I still think they make the playoffs. Just one game.
That's not a question. I think they make the playoffs. That's not even a question for me. It's just, I don't know if they can get through St. Louis, but in a shootout, I think they can make anything happen. I mean, exactly. I think this team is good enough to do it. So I think they're my number two, maybe my number three, as we've talked about it. You might have talked me into the Showboats at two, but I still think the Battlehawks are firmly at one.
It's hard. Like, they're all so close for different reasons. The Battlehawks just all around have so many weapons. When I sit back and look at it now, you're kind of right that they sort of made it. It seems unfair.
Mm-hmm.
The roster that the Battlehawks.
All they're missing is a running back. All they're missing is a running back. But then I realized they're going to run the ball 150 times. You know, AJ McCarron's going to throw it 300 plus times and throw for 30 touchdowns, and that's just going to be that.
I will just pray that Jonte Kirkland survives the whole season. If he does, he's going to the NFL.
I want to see Jonte Kirkland on an NFL roster,
so,
and more
fun.
Specifically, I want to see him on the Buffalo Bills roster.
I would actually like that. I'd like that.
I think that'd be a great fit for him. Someone that Josh Allen can't overthrow. So, Jim, this has been a blast. Thank you for coming on. We'll have you on again, I'm sure. I know we'll be back together. At least we'll be back together before CFL season. There's lots of things
between
now and then. So, Jim, you going to play some Fantasy Ultimate this year too?
Ultimate Frisbee?
Come on, Jim.
I don't know if I can commit to that.
Oh, Jim, I didn't know you to be a quitter and a coward. We used to. We should look into doing that again. We should look into doing Fantasy Sumo again. We got some good stuff coming. Fantasy Big Three. Caitlin Clark, going to draft some Caitlin Clark this summer.
I know that they're drafting her. Is she actually going to play in that?
I don't know, but she's got 5 million reasons to do it.
That's true.
So, anyways, Jim, we're excited for the UFL season to start. We're wishing you all good success. Jim, anything you want to plug before you get off the show here?
Just follow me everywhere at XFL Jim. I've got, I do YouTube previews and recaps every week. My preview this week is going to come out late just because it's been crunch time. But Saturday morning on the XFL Jim YouTube and Twitch channel, I'm doing a preview of the games, and I do watch alongs where there's like fun treats and different things that happen while we're watching the UFL game. So make sure you tune into that for the live streams.
Love it. Always got to join XFL Jim. My name's Adam Pelletier for SGPN and Alt Fantasy, and we will see you next time. Woo!
Woo!